so I was just mentioning, and we're going to get deep into this Second Amendment argument, but if you missed it yesterday, Joe Biden came out and gave some comments about the Supreme Court's decision on the New York State Rifle and Pistol Club decision that expands the right of, and really it doesn't really expand to me, but it protects the right of people to carry concealed in public, which is true in most states. Six states are going to have to change everything they do, and soon there's going to be an explosion of litigation. California, Illinois, Massachusetts, New York, trouble ahead. But when he went into this meeting, he had a note card. Did the president of the United States, he's not senile, Joe, and he had written some notes on the back about the Supreme Court ruling. So he flipped it around, and he's reading from the back of the card. Well, the card itself on the front had bold-faced typewritten instructions, step-by-step instructions, and if I may, I'd like to share them with you. You enter the Roosevelt Room and say hello to participants. You, capitalized by the way, you take your seat. Press enters. You give brief comments. Press departs. You ask Liz Shuler, AFL-CIO president, a question. You thank participants. You depart. He's not senile. They just have time to walk in, when to talk, when to sit down, and when to leave. But other than that, he's not senile at all. And by the way, that was a Getty image photographer. It's there for anybody to see. All right, so, we'll get to that too. Back to the gun issue. Marjorie Taylor Greene took issue with a British reporter who was asking questions about guns in America when she was at the podium yesterday. Her response, quite charming. Listen.
And it's our job to defend the Second Amendment.
Yeah, I understand that we don't have guns in the UK, that is true, but we don't have mass shootings either. Children aren't scared to go to school.
You have mass stabbings, lady. You have all kinds of murder, and you've got laws against that.
Nothing like the same rates.
Well, you can go back to your country and worry about your no guns.
That's very kind.
We like ours here.
Yeah. You have mass stabbings, which they do. They have knife control laws in London. How are those working? But here's about one of the more telling issues. New York Governor Kathy Hochul. Kathy Hochul, not particularly popular. Very good chance she could lose that race to the Republican, yet to be decided. Says the U.S. Constitution basically does not actually apply to her state and rips the decision from the Supreme Court. Basically says, you know, we're not going to do that in New York. Listen to this. It's remarkable.
This decision isn't just reckless. It's reprehensible. It's not what New Yorkers want. And we should have the right of determination of what we want to do in terms of our gun laws in our state. If the federal government will not have sweeping laws to protect us, then our states and our governors have a moral responsibility to do what we can and have laws that protect our citizens because of what is going on, the insanity of the gun culture that has now possessed everyone all the way up to even to the Supreme Court.
Good luck with that line, Governor. Good luck. The Supreme Court, we should have the right in New York to decide whatever it is we want to decide. And this is, these people can't tell us what to do. Good luck with that. But the mayor of New York City, he thinks the same thing. He thinks the Supreme Court doesn't apply to him or the city. He doesn't even think it's in effect, by the way, the Supreme Court decision. Like, it hasn't taken effect yet. Wow. Eric Adams, brilliant guy. Here he is.
As we start to define sensitive locations when carrying a gun is banned and reviewing our application process to ensure that only those who are fully qualified can obtain a carry license. This is something that the police commissioner who's joining me today will ensure that our licensing division is aware of. We will work together to limit the risk this decision will create once it is implemented, and we cannot allow New York to become the Wild Wild West.
Well, what do you mean once this decision is implemented? The decision has been made. The decision has been implemented, Mr. Mayor. That's the effect of a court decision. They don't say, Mr. Defendant, you're not guilty. But we have to stay in jail until we decide that we implement this jury's decision. That's not the way it works, genius. Fully qualified. He used that term again. Fully qualified. We'll work to determine if residents are fully qualified. No, you won't. That's what you're missing. The governor, the mayor of New York City, completely oblivious to the Constitution, to the Supreme Court. Meanwhile, 15 Republicans voted with their Democrat colleagues in favor of new gun control legislation yesterday, last night. Some of it I can agree with, but a big chunk of it I cannot. I think it's perfectly acceptable that you're able to look at juvenile records of violent juvenile offenders and say, no, you can't have a gun because it's your 18th birthday. Doesn't work that way. That I'm okay with. I'm okay with mental health professionals having some ability to weigh in, but not the final say, because that also can be perverted and used against people. And red flag laws in general are frightening because it's a slope that you can go down where American citizens who have committed no crime can have police pounding on their door and demanding to confiscate their firearms because, what, a neighbor or an ex-girlfriend or somebody doesn't like them. Oh, I think they're nuts. They said crazy things. That can't work. But Republican Senator of Texas John Cornyn admits he's another tool of Joe Biden. He's ready to take guns from American citizens that have not committed a crime. He's on board with it. Listen.
On the NRA strongly opposing the legislation, do you think that that will sway any of the Republican votes from last night?
I don't know. You'll have to ask them. We worked with the NRA, listened to their concerns, but in the end, I think they simply they have a membership and a business model that will not allow them to support any legislation. And so I understand where they're coming from, but I think most people will not allow any outside group to veto good public policy.
Well, not good public policy, but this, yeah. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.